said it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, and we'll do something for the Kavod Yontif. I want the Davke to learn something together that would be Rosh Hashanah 001. I have found that in the past that what's most helpful to people is when it comes to, in particular when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, to try to uncomplicate things. There's always beautiful Torah that we can learn. There's so much beautiful Torah for the Yom Tovim, but when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's an intense desire on the part of Mevakshei Hashem to have some very, very clear and basic, understanding of what is it that I need to do? What's the avoda? What's the main focus of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? And there have come out some beautiful svarim recently over the past few years. There's a sefer from Rav Meisel's called Imul Fanai Malchias that goes through the whole davening, the whole musaf, and has a very, very clear basic explanations of the avoda of Malchias, shayfas and zechrainis and shayfas. And what we're going to learn is a piece that's found in the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne on the Mo'adim. There's a chelik of the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, since we've been learning Rav Schwartz's Perush on Mishael Sharm. Excuse me, I decided we would learn the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne on a piece from the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne on Rosh Hashanah. It's short, we could do it relatively quickly, and maybe I'll add a little bit from another Torah, the next Torah here, the next Maimer that you don't have printed in front of you, but the pages that you have, or the Nun Aleph and the Nun Beis, Nun Aleph and Beis Nun Gimel, is titled Nekudas HaMerkaz Malchus HaYisbarach. So that's what we're going to learn now. Nekudas HaMerkaz Malchus HaYisbarach and Bilvavi Mishkan Evne on the Ma'adim Rosh Hashanah. Merkaz HaBriya, the center of creation. Ha'olam banui b'tzura shel eagle. Hashem Baruch made the world, that everything in the world, in creation, He made the creation in a way that it's round. It's an eagle. Well, be'igul yesh nekudas merkaz, and in the circle, there's nekudas merkaz. There is a center point. Shehi ha'nekuda ha'sharoshes v'ha'ikaris, which is like the axle, the center point upon which everything turns. Allah soivev hakol. Mahi nekudas hamerkaz shel ha'olam. What is the center point of the world, of existence, which everything revolves around? What is the nekudas hamerkaz? Yesh lekach shtei avchanes. There are two havchanas. Aleph, ha'adam, man. Ha'ani shel ha'adam, hu ha'merkaz l'kol chayiv. The ani, that feeling of oneself, that awareness of oneself, and what the person himself needs, both physically and spiritually, place the person, the individual, at the center of the universe. Ha'adam ha'ani shel ha'adam, hu ha'merkaz l'kol chayiv. And that's the center of the person's life. V'an nekuda zu soviv m'kol ha'chayim. And all of life revolves around the I, the ani. And we're not talking about a person who's necessarily selfish. We're talking, it could be a very, very altruistic and kind person. But the nekuda Hamerkazis is ani. Pan nekuda zu soivim kol ha'chaim. Ani ochel. I am eating. Ani lomed. I am learning. Ani mispal. I am davening. So that's one havchana one way of looking at the center point of the world of creation. But it's I. Days. The second way of looking at it is that Hanukuda Hamekazish Shel Ha'igul Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the center point of the circle of all creation, at the center of all existence, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu HaMerkaz Shekol HaChayim. That Hashem Yisbarach is the center, is the merkaz of all life. Ezer Afsharis Mishteha Afsharis Hanal Hiyaderach HaNechona. Which is the correct way of looking at life and looking at the world. Borer Hadover, it's obvious, it's clear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMerkaz HaKol. It's obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the center of everything. Is the Tachlis the center of everything? And any human being whose Tayfes is Ha'anishalo, who views his existence as Merkaz HaKol, as the center of everything, Mahapach is Tachlis Habriya, is turning over, is distorting and corrupting Tachlis Habriya, the whole Tachlis of creation. And he's causing himself to be a great distance away from Hashem. Tachlis Habriya hi, the Tachlis, the point of creation, the purpose of creation, is Kol HaNikra B'Shmi U'L'Chvaydi B'Rasiv Yitzartiv Af Asisiv. That all of creation is to be Megala, is to be Megala, Kvayt Hashem, and to have a relationship with Hashem, and so on. Suli HaTachlis HaMitis Kol HaNikra B'Shmi U'L'Chvaydi B'Rasiv. That's the Tachlis HaMitis, that's the true Tachlis of creation. Not ourselves, not the person, but the Borei Olam. B'chol inyin v'inyin b'chayim, and therefore in every single thing in life, b'chol inyin v'inyin b'chayim, tzarech l'chapes es nekudas ha'merkaz shebo. In everything in life, whatever one is doing and whatever a person is, one must seek out the nekudas ha'merkaz shebo. This center point of that place, of that time, of that particular activity that the individual is engaged in. Like David HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi searching for the Mokom HaMikdash. Each and every one of us in life, the Tachlis of life, is to be perpetually in search of the Nekudas HaMerkaz, and to ask at every single experience, and wherever we are, at every moment in life, to be asking that question of Ona Halach Dodech, Ona Pono Dodech, where is Hashem in this union? Where is Hashem? Where's the Nekudas HaMikdash, the Nekudas HaMerkaz of this moment in my life? That's the Tachlis HaMitis. B'chol inyin v'inyin b'chayim tzarech l'chapes es nekudas ha'merkaz shebo. To seek out the nekudas ha'merkaz. V'tomid nekudas ha'merkaz hi ha'baris baruch shemo. And of course, the nekudas ha'merkaz is always ha'baris baruch shemo. The Creator, may His name be blessed. Omdim anu ka'eis lifnei Yom HaShoshana. So we're now standing right before Rosh Hashanah. And the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah is kol b'socha shnei inyanim. The Yontif of Rosh Hashanah contains within it two inyanim. Aleph, Yom HaDin. The Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. As we daven, Hayom Yamed b'mishpat, Kol Yitzurei Olamim. Hayom Yamed B'Mishpat kol yitzur he'olam, that all that exists stands in judgment on Yom HaDin. That's one aspect of Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin. Beis, avoidas hamlochas haboirei aleinu. The second aspect of Rosh Hashanah, that it's the day of the haktar, of the coronation of the king, of kabbalos o malchus shamayim, of re-enlisting, of accepting once again upon us malchus Hashem, the avoida of kabbalos o malchus shamayim. So that's the second bechina, the second aspect of Rosh Hashanah. So aleph is yom hadin, the day of judgment, and beis is the day of hamlocha, of kabbalos o malchus shamayim. V'gam kan, and here too, aleinu lehesbainein, each person must think and try to understand. Mahu iker avaydas ha'adam biyamza. It has these two qualities. It contains these two ingredients of Yom HaDin and Kabbalos o Malchus Shamayim, Yom HaHamlocha HaHaktara. But the question is, Mahu iker avaydas ha'adam biyamza? What's the iker avada? What is the the nekudas hamerkaz? What is the center point of Rosh Hashanah? What is the nekuda hasharoshes v'haikaris of this yontiv of Hayom Haras Olam, of man's creation, the day of Zayom Tchilas Masach? What's the ikaris Hayom? What's the iker? Because if we know what the ikir is, then we'll know what the focal point of our avaida is in Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, there's more than one inyan to daven for, and more than one inyan to think about. But everything must revolve around the center piece, the center point. And what is that point? What is the center point, the avaida ikaris of Rosh Hashanah? V'gam kan, olenu lizbrenu mahu ikar avaidas adam b'yom zeh. Mahi nekudas hamerkaz shel hayom, because we always have to ask that question. What is nekudas hamerkaz? Mahi nekudas hamerkaz shel hayom? Haim yom hadin hu haiker? Is the iker yom hadin? Is that the iker? Or perhaps Hamlochas Hashem, Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim, accepting Hashem, re-accepting, reaffirming, and strengthening that mitzvah of our being Avde Hashem and His Malchus, is that the Ikar Shalom? Vine Yom HaDin, Inyonoi Shedonim Es Ha'odam. The Inyon of Yom HaDin, that aspect of Rosh Hashanah as Yom HaDin, of course, is the result of the fact that on Rosh Hashanah, there's a Din that's taking place. There's a Din that's taking place. That there's a judgment. That means that a person who is focusing the ikr of his koiches on this quality of Rosh Hashanah, on this aspect of Rosh Hashanah, that it's a time of judgment, he's thinking the whole time, how are they going to judge me in Shemayim? Mayala bedini, what is going to be the outcome of my trial, of my judgment? Nimsa shehaadam nekudas hamerkaz. For this person, man is the center point. Man is the nekudas hamerkaz of Rosh Hashanah. Now, this is the way that most of us were taught and raised, and as far back as we could remember, our thoughts revolved almost entirely, if not completely, around the nekuda of judgment, which means me, me. What's going to be? Mi ba'esh, mi ba'mayim. And so on. Mi yichya mi yomus. And what could I do to protect myself? What could I do to bring Hashem around to get up from the Kisei Hadin and to sit on the Kisei HaRachamim? Of course, we daven b'loshen rabim, and we include in that our friends and family and everything else in our orbit. But it's all about my orbit. It's all about me and my surroundings, my friends and my family. And of course, I'm Yisrael, even though that feeling in most people is not anywhere as intense and real as it should be. But certainly, the Yom HaDin aspect of Rosh Hashanah focuses on the individual himself. Nimtza Shoha Adam Nekudas Amerikas. So it comes out that Adam is the Nekudas Amerikas. Luma Zois, in contrast to this, Avoidas Hamlochas Habari is Baruch Shumai, the Avoda of Rosh Hashanah, which is the avodah of Hamlochas Hashem, of Kabbalos or Malchus Shemaim, the avodah of Malchus, the avodah of HaMelech, that avodah Kol Inyona Laman HaBayre, the whole Inyon of Malchus, the whole Inyon of the Hamloch of the Aktorah is Laman HaBayre, is for the sake of Hashem. Loy Laman HaOdam, and not how are things with me. I've mentioned this in the past. You remember that we had a Jewish mayor here in New York not so long ago. He passed along, and he used to always ask, how am I doing? How am I doing? That's in the Kudas Americas, the I. And therefore the question is, how am I doing? That's the Yom HaDin. That's the Yom HaDin ingredient of Rosh Hashanah, which is important, of course, but it wasn't meant to be the Nekuda HaMerkazis, even though we were taught that way. It's not the Nekudas HaMerkaz. How am I doing? How am I doing? What does God think about me? What's my rating? What's my rating this year? The Inyan of Malchus and Amlochus Hashem, which is the Iker of Rosh Hashanah, is Kol Inyan Laman HaBayre Lo Laman HaAdam. It's Laman HaBayre Lo Laman HaAdam. Ein LaAdam Negiya Ishus Bizer. The person has no personal vested interest in this himself. Interest meaning it's not about himself. The kolrit sinai who gilui kveit Hashem is baruch shemai levriya, and the entire rotzen of this person is one thing: gilui kveit Hashem, revealing the kavod of Hashem in creation. Which one looks in Eitz Chaim and Ramchal and the others from Akdoshim. It's very, very clear that the tachlis is that revelation of Elokus, which of course is the greatest kindness, and which of course gives us the unique schus, the ability to have a relationship with the Borei Olam, to know him more and more, and so on. To give us the ability to have Dveikus Tasha. But the tachlis of our existence, the tachlis of our creation, is not how am I doing. It's not how am I doing. That's the consequence of my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Iketachlis and the Nekudas Americas. Which the Nekudas Americas is the Bari Olam. The Nekudas Americas is Malchius. Is Malchius. Not Ani Emloich, but Hamelech. Not how is my Malchus doing, but how is the Malchus of Hashem in this world doing. Obviously, if I'm failing to live up to Hashem's expectations of me, and I'm sinning, v'chulu v'chulu, so then I am not fulfilling my role in Malchus Hashem. And on some level, I am diminishing Malchus Hashem. I am affecting in a negative way Malchus Hashem. I'm failing in a positive way to strengthen Malchus Hashem in this world. So of course it's a Yom HaDin. But the Nekudas HaMerkaz is not how am I doing. The other page, the next page. Nimtza She'odam Shemigi L'Rosh Hashanah. A person who comes to Rosh Hashanah, Kol Machshavtoi Eina Ela Al Yom HaDin. And all the person thinks about Kol Machshavta, obviously it is part of our thinking. And as I said a minute ago, it is Yom HaDin, but the Yom HaDin aspect is something which is the result, the consequence of the Ikir, the Tachlis, and the Sherish of Rosh Hashanah, which is Hamlachas Hashem. So Nimtza. So Schwartz explains, Nimtza, She'odim Shemigi L'Rosh Hashanah, if a person comes to Rosh Hashanah, the Kol Machshavta Ena El Al Yom HaDin, and all he's thinking about is, how am I doing? What's my judgment? How do I get off the hook? What do I need to do? How can I get past this and still make it through another year with Bonai Chaye Mezoni, with the kids, and with health, and with Parnasa? How do I do that? So if a person comes to Rosh Hashanah, V'kol Machshavta Ena El Al Yom HaDin, V'kula Roed U'Pochet Midino, and therefore he can't smile, he's filled with dread and with fear, because he's consumed by the Yom HaDin. Odom Kezeh, such a person, Rochak Ma'oid Mitachlis Avodas Hayam, is very, very far from the tachlis of the avoda of Rosh Hashanah, very far. Even though all of us have seen in some of the oldest form, some classic representations of a person shaking and trembling, thinking only about Yom HaDin, and being almost paralyzed by that fear of Hinei Yom HaDin. Kulei Roedu Poichet Midino. Adam Kezer, the truth is that such a person, Rochek Ma'oid Mitachlis Avodas Yom, is very far from the Tachlis of the Avoda of Rosh Hashanah. Who Kol Kulo Shakur Ba'atzmai. He's completely, with all of his being, immersed in himself, not in Hashem's Baruch, not in the Tachlis. He's immersed in himself. Shakur ba'atzmai. And even when he's talking about Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, it's now that he's now that he's been thinking completely about himself, the person, and all he talks about is himself. So now he's saying to Hashem, and what do you think about me? And what do you think about me? He's shakur ba'atzmai. He's completely immersed in himself, fixated on himself, ba'anishalo, on the anishalo. He is the Nekudas Americas of Rosh Hashanah. He made himself into the Nekudas Americas of Rosh Hashanah. Eich le'yevash ha'odam, b'yom simchosu shamelech malchei hamlochim. How is a person not embarrassed on the day of Hashem's Baruch, of the King's greatest joy, of the day of the Akhtar, of the Hamloch, of the coronation? How is it possible that he's not embarrassed, this person? B'yom simchosu shamelech malchei hamlochim, yom on that very day, Shabbai Bonov, where his children, Ha'am HaKadosh, the holy people of Am Yisrael, Mamlichim Oysa Lemelech, coronate him as king. Mi'amner v'nizgav zeh, on such a great and awesome day, exalted day, Lach Shevrak al Atzmai. This person is thinking, Rak al Atzmai. He's only thinking about himself. How am I doing? And if there would be like a scoreboard, and it would say that he's okay, that he's won the battle against the Malach HaMavis, and it would come up on the scoreboard that he's fine, and he doesn't there's no inyan of any possibility of sickness or of death through Hashanim Kippur and the whole year. So then this person would be thrilled to walk away from Rosh Hashanah. To walk away. As long as he gets enough votes in Shemayim to live, and somehow he's reassured or guaranteed that he's inscribed in the Book of Life, so then for him, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is done. He's finished. So, that's the tachlis for him. That's the essence of the day. And as far as everything else is concerned, that really doesn't interest him. That's not his inyan. He's shakul altogether in himself. So here, Rosh Hashanah is saying, how could a person not be ashamed and embarrassed on such a day as Rosh Hashanah, the day of the Akhtara, to continue to live such a tiny, miserable life where he's wrapped up completely in himself? Just to think about himself. How am I going to be judged? Am I going to survive this year? A person must try to escape, to get out, to break out of that anishalo. Of that, at least a little bit, let's say sktzas, from the anishalo, from that I, from the self. The lachshav al habaris baruch shamo, and to think of the Creator. Mahu ritzon shel hamelech. What's the ritzon of the king? Mahu kvoido shel hamelech. What's the covet of the king? I saw in the Sefer a couple of years ago that it was one of the Zakenim from Chabad, an old Chabad Chassid in Russia, and he came out from Russia and he came to America. He described what Rosh Hashanah was like on the run, because he was a fugitive. This Chabad Chassid, this Lubavitcher, was teaching Torah, and because of that, he was considered to be a danger to the communists. And he was constantly hiding. He was always in trouble. He was in Nirdav, and he said that during those years of the Radifis that he was running, every Rosh Hashanah he davened in a different shul. He was never in the same shul twice. He was hiding all over Russia, and he had to daven in all these different places, Rosh Hashanah, wherever he ended up. And he said that over those years and being in so many shuls on Rosh Hashanah, He came to realize something very interesting. Whenever he was in a misnagdish shul, in a litvish shul, whatever you want to call it, I think you all know what that means, in a non-chassidish shul, on Rosh Hashanah, he said the ikker, screaming and crying, the greatest outburst of emotion and of intensity, was always, he said, in all of the shuls, the non-Hasidic shuls, the greatest intensity, sincerity, and crying and so on, was in the sentence in the Sanatikov of a tshuva, tfila, tshuva, tfila tztaka, ma'avirin esrayagzer. That if we do tshuva, and we daven, and we give tztaka, then we'll be able to bring to the tearing up, or to the roach zera, any bad decree that was passed against us or against the individual, that zera will disappear. He said this is he saw consistently wherever he went into the non Hasidic Shabbat Midrashim, that the most intense emotional time of davening was in the Nisan HaTaykef, the words Shuva Tefillat Tzedakah Ma'avir Nisroach Gzeira. In other words, how are we doing? How am I doing? Are we acquitted? Is the Roach Gzeira cancelled and removed? He saw that in all the Misnagdish Hashuls, but in all the Hasidic Hashuls, and he said Lav Tavke by Chabad. By the Chabad shuls, by Chernobyl, and by Talna, by all the shuls, the Chassidish Shabbat in Midrashas, wherever he was in Russia, the most intense, emotional time of the davening was also in the Sanatayikov. But it wasn't by the sentence of Tshuva Tfilat Stokim Avirnus Roagzeir, but rather the screaming of the Chassidim and all the Chassidish Shabbat in Midrashas was on the words, Va'atuhu melech kel chai v'kayim. Va'atuhu melech kel chai v'kayim. The Nekudas HaMerkaz is Va'atuhu melech kel chai v'kayim. You are king, and you live forever. Va'atuhu melech kel chai v'kayim. That's in the Sanatograph. Because these are the two b'chinas. The first chever in the Misnagdi Shabbat and Midrashas, the Iker is Yom Hadin. The Iker is not bittul, but rather what's going to be with me. It's all about me, about the I. Like Rav Soloveitchik, I mentioned many times over the years, himself testified that when he was sitting downstairs in the Beis Medrash back in his village, I don't know which place this was, but he upstairs there was a Musa room where people would go by themselves to learn Musa, you know, his pilots, and Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav said that he remembers very clearly sitting downstairs learning Gemara, and upstairs he could hear the screaming and the yelling of a person from the Musa room screaming out that Ich bin ha-gunish, Ich bin ha-shayte, Ich bin ha-amharitz, I'm worthless, I'm a fool, I'm a rush, I'm a sinner, and so ha-chayte, Ich bin ha-peshe, Ich bin, and Rav Soloveitchik said this very emotionally, Ich bin, and I, and then Rav Yosher Beis said to us in the Shia, I never in my life ever saw or heard from such an egomaniac. Those are Rav Soloveitchik's words. An egomaniac. Ich, with all of his musa, it's always about me, I. I'm no good. I'm this. This is where I'm holding. How am I doing? I. Ki choyte u'posheya ani. Everything's ani. So that's what Rabbi Yosher Beis was saying. He never in his life saw such an egomaniac, such a self-centered person. Because he was at the center. He was at the center, and he was in the Kudas Americas. And what this Chabad, this old Chabadska was saying is that by the Chassidus of Beta Midrashim, it was Va'atuhu Melech Kel Chai V'Kayim. It was the Bari Olam that was in the Kudas Americas. It was the Creator that was the Kudas Americas. Nimsenu Lameidim. She ikka avaydes ayayin. Eina tshuva v'tikun amasim belvad. Whoever has learned the sugya of Rosh Hashanah in pnimiyas. I'm not saying that you're taking out your old olamenus, for those who remember that. But if you're learning it in Pnimius, then you know that the Ikar Avodas Hayom is Ein the Tshuva. It's not about Tshuva. And it's not, of course, it is also about Tshuva. But it's Ein the Tshuva V'tikun HaMaisim Bilvad. It's not the Inyan, the Ikar. Then the Kudus America is it's not Tshuva and changing my evil ways. Although that, Mitzvah Hashem, is the result of a Rosh Hashanah that's well-lived, of a Rosh Hashanah that's used properly, of signing up and listing to be in Malchus Hashem. But the Iker of Avodas Hayom ain't a tshuva v'tikun ha'maisim b'levad. Therefore, when you look through the davening of Rosh Hashanah, with the exception of Nisan HaTaykev and a sentence here or there, Avinu Malkeinu, there really is no personal supplication at all. There's no mention of sin. It's not about sin. It's not about tshuva. It's about Gali Kvod Malchuscha, Hoifar Bahadar Ga'oinu Zecha, V'yeda Kol Yitzur Ki Ati Yitzartu. It's all about V'atu Humelech Kel Chai V'Kayim. V'atu Humelech Kel Chai V'Kayim. Now, Mimela, as I said before, a person thinks about what contributions has he made this past year to the Malchus of Hashem, and where is he deficient? Where is he lacking in his position, performance, as an Eved of the King? So in Tzendamim, Sh'ikir Avaydas Hayom, Ein Et Shuvah V'tikun HaMasim, Elo Avaydas Adam Roshon HaBikir Hi, Lachshoiv HaMalkos Shel Olam. Anybody who looks at the Malchus and sees that, is Lachshoiv Amalko Shel Olam, to think about the King of the world. Lachshoiv Amalko Shel Olam. Lirat V'lirtzois Es Malchus HaBe'emes. And over the course of all of the davening, all the Malchias, and the Zechrenis and the Shaifas, to be able to come to that place within oneself, where Be'emes, each and every one of us feels that we want to be part of this Malchus. We want to be in this Malchus. La'acha shabura lanu shavadis hayom bi'ikir hiyam lachas abayis baruch shem olam elach. Once it's been clarified that the ikar avadis hayom is hamlachas Hashem, nizboinein b'mohus avadis hamalchias. So let's for a second look at the mohus of this avoda of malchias, of hamelach, of kabbalos ol malchus. Boru hadavar, she ef shalasa izois, aide kriyas apsukim b'Rosh Hashanah v'tfila. It's clear that as beautiful as the davening is, avoidas hamalchus is not finished, is not completed by reading all of the machzer on Rosh Hashanah. Afilu tehezu kriya b'kavana, even if the person is reading the machzer, he davens b'kavana, with good kavana, im havanas perish amilim, and understanding the words that he's saying, even such a davening, with kavana and with understanding, that's not the ikar. Ele ikar havai di kabbalos o malchuso belibo pnima shel ha'adam. The ikar ha'kavod is not taking place in the brain. All of that is good and all of that helps. But the ikar ha'avod is in my heart to be mekabel o malchus shemayim. That Kabbalah's Malchus should be deep, deep in our hearts. And all of the davening is to bring us to that point, where by the time we finish Rosh Hashanah, there's a powerful, powerful commitment to re-enlist, to sign up, and to do the right thing, to be good this coming year, and that we'll mekabel upon ourselves all Malchus Shemayim. Reishis al Adam, therefore, the first thing that a person has to think about, Reishis in the beginning, al ha'adam lizbrainin ma'hu ha'musag melech. What is the meaning of this musag? What is this, the meaning of melech? We spoke about this many times, and many of the Bali Musar bemoan this. The tzaddikim often spoke about this, how in modern times, we're not really familiar with the institution of Malchus, only what we read about in history. But as far as that feeling of Kavod HaMelech and Yira and so on, and experiencing what it means to have a king and so on, that's something which our generation, to a large extent, is oblivious to. But Reishis HaLodom Lesbonim, to think first, Mao HaMusog Melech, what Bechlau, what does that mean, Melech? What does it mean, Melech? It's not mayor, and it's not senator, it's not governor, it's not president, it's not emperor, it's Melech, king. What does that mean? That the Baruch Shalom is my king of the universe. And what would be missing in our lives if Hashem would not be the king? If there would be chas v'shal, no king, there would be no, or let's say, God forbid, no Melech Yisrael, and the king would be replaced by human beings who would devote themselves to taking care of my needs. So we have to ask ourselves, what would be missing? What would be different if Hashem's Baruch would not be the Melech? Why did Hashem's Baruch need such a thing? Why did He create such a thing? That Bnei Adam, the human beings who are made from flesh and blood, that they should coronate the King of all kings, to accept Him as King upon us. What does that seem to be Hashem's need? What is that kivyochel, that tzorech, that need, something that Hashem Baruch Hu kivyochel is missing? Very a pipe and kosev. We say, many people say every single day in davening, Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. Then Hashem came Adon Nitzvach Shonu Namlecha. Why do we have to coronate Him? Why do we have to mekabel Malchus Shemayim? It says Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'terem Kol Yitzir. Hashem was B'terem Kol. Hashem was Melech B'terem Kol, before anything was created. So what is the meaning of our coronating Him as King? Didn't we already coronate Him last year? And 2 years ago we had Rosh Hashanah also. And not only that, but for thousands of years we're Mamluch Hashem. Jews are Mamluch Hashem for thousands of years. So why do we need every year another Rosh Hashanah? Why do we need to have a new hamlocha, another coronation ceremony? Why do we need to have that every year? Rosh Hashanah, we had it last year, and we never heard of Him being removed from the throne, or anybody trying to impeach. I know that's in a democracy, to get rid of, to replace the king. So what is this business that every year? So for thousands of years, the Mamluch Hashem, we're Mamluch Hashem for thousands of years, but doing it Tzrech as Hamlocha, because Shana B'Shana, why do you need to have a Hamlocha every single year, another hamlocha? Kolzman shloi buror la'odam ma'u amusag melech. As long as the person still does not know what is the meaning of melech, madu tzarech es hamlocha, and why isn't it enough that Hashem is king in mitzias? Why do we have to be mamlechim? Cult philosopher, a person doesn't understand this. What's the meaning of king? And why it's necessary for us to coronate Hashem as king? Then cult philosopher, he suffer v'lachutz. That all of his davening is from the lips and outward. It's just the same way he davens during the week. Suffer v'lachutz. Such a person is chosloy is ikar avodas hamalchius of Rosh Hashanah. He's missing the main avod of malchius, which is the nekudas hamerkaz of the whole yontiv of Rosh Hashanah. He's missing. Bir hadvarim, the last paragraph. Bir hadvarim. Kol shana mezgala or chodesh bebchinas malchus. This is a very basic yisod in all Sifrei Pnimiyus, from the Zohar Kodesh and over the years and the Kisvei Ari and the Baal Shem and all the Talmidei Baal Shem, that every year Hashem reveals an Or Chodesh Bebchinas Malchus. Umisha Mechuba Kol Hashanim Lo'or Echad. Any person, in other words, any person who sees Rosh Hashanah as being Nacha Rosh Hashanah, Nacha Rosh Hashanah, it's another Rosh Hashanah. It's just another Rosh Hashanah. There was Rosh Hashanah Tachshon Ayin Vav, and now there's Rosh Hashanah Tachshon Ayin Zayin. It means it's another Rosh Hashanah, it's another installment of Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Schwartz writes, Kol Shana Mezgala. The truth is that every year has an Or Chodesh. It's completely a new existence, a new world, a new universe that never was before. Every year Rosh Hashanah. But a person who's only mechuba to one Or Lo Echad, he's completely detached. Menutak, he's detached. Mena hisgalus achadosh shakol shana. He has no shaychus to the new hisgalus. Every year Rosh Hashanah, it's a completely new hisgalus. But this person, even though he's an old Talmid Chacham, he was waiting for the return of Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is for him an opportunity to plead his case to get off the hook. And that was, in essence, that was no different than last Rosh Hashanah. That's what he did every Rosh Hashanah of his life. And therefore, he's menutach, he's detached from any new hisgalus of the new year. L'chein tzarech l'kabel b'kol shana es or ha-malchus ha-mezgal b'shana zu. That's the tachlis. Each and every Rosh Hashanah, the person has to be mechaber himself, connect himself, to accept upon himself all Malchus Shemayim, how it's mezgala to that person in his place, in his heart, at that time in his life, and what he's going through. The question of for this person, what is at the center of your life? Is it yourself or is it the Ribbono Shel Olam? So as Schwartz is explaining, every year it's the same, everything's the same, it's the same davening, everything's the same. So he's detached from the new hisgalus, from the new level of understanding of Hashem's existence in my life and in the world. That's available to him now. And all his Rosh Hashanah is in Tavshin Ayin Zayin, is another installment of Tavshin Ayin Vav. Therefore, on a deeper level, one has to be mekabel al malchus shemaim as he understands al malchus shemaim and how it relates to him and he relates to it this year. Not from the earlier years. Because every year, as we know from the Svarim, that every year Rosh Hashanah is a completely new, mamish, a completely new world. It never was before. And the tzaddikim had access to understanding what's the new or of this Rosh Hashanah, which the Arizal says that Shana is a lashon of shinui, of change, of transformation. It's completely different, one year to the other. Therefore, when it comes to bad things, one should never ever see himself that he's stuck. And when it comes to even good things, brachas, one should also never see himself as being stuck, that this is all there is, and I was judged back then 12 years ago or 2 years ago. The top of page Nun Gimel, let's finish. And now we understand why there needs to be a Maise Hamlocha, a new coronation every year. But on a very basic level, we have to be mivar. We have to ask ourselves to understand why would the Melech Malchei Hamlochim care? Why is it important to him, Kivyochel? Why did he create a universe where there are going to be people who are going to accept him as king? Why Bechlau? Madu Nitzach Klau. Why does Hashem care about this? What difference does it make to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochel that human beings Kruzei Chama Mamlechem? Hey, Gam Lula Ezois HaYamelech. And if he wouldn't be Mamlechem, as we said before, Adon Elam Asher Malach, that Hashem was king, but Terem Kol Yitzi and Nivra, before anything was created, Hashem Yisbarach was king. So what's the whole English of the Maise HaHamlocha? The Maise HaHaktara? Hatshul Adover, the answer is, Sheishtei Mahuyes Shemelech. Because there are two essences, there are two qualities to the Melech, to the king. Yeish Melech Lefnei HaBriya, there is a Melech of Beterem Kol Yitzir Nivra, the Melech Lefnei HaBriya, before creation, and that was a state of a Melech B'loi Am, that there was no people to serve him, there was nobody who existed to choose him, to make that choice of their own free will, to connect to him, to believe in him. V'yesh Melech Rak Im Am. And then you have the second quality of Melech, who is not by himself, but he's a Melech with the Am, with the nation, with the people. V'elu Shtei Malchias Shainezu Mizu. And these two Malchias are very, very different. These two kingdoms, the kingdom when God was alone, and the kingdom that he has, the kingdom that he has in that relationship with us as being Avdei HaMelech. V'in Yirochav V'amayk. And this is a very great and deep matter. In the next parak, we're not going to have time to go into the thing, but in the next parak, the Rav Schwartz discusses this, he continues with this, and he explains that the avodah of Rosh Hashanah is not just lahamlech esabayrei, not just to say that Hashem is king, that Hashem is my king, and I'm mamlech Hashem, but rather the ikar avodas hayom is that I myself should be transformed into an eved. In other words, not just avodah is the tachlis of Rosh Hashanah, but I should become an eved mamish, that my whole metzias should change into the metzias of an eved. Now, in that world of Avodim, there are different madregas. There is that madrega of a person who is an Eved because he feels that he has no choice. He must be, for whatever reason, he ended up in that Malchus, and he must be an Eved. And he does that faithfully and honestly. But sof kol sof, he feels that he's an Eved. and everything that he's in is against his will. And in that respect, we find in our davening that the term in kabanim kavadim, that an eved is something which is not the highest thing, if it's just being done not out of love and not because of the, of one's surrendering oneself to Hashem, but because one wants to save his own neck. How am I doing? So that type of an eved is seen as something which is less than positive in the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. That type of an eved, that's almanas the kabbal press, that he's not really, really interested or excited about Ratzon Hashem, but he's just loyal to the Ratzon Hashem. So that is an eved. It's not a high madrega. The Gemara says in Bava Basra that b'zman she'atam oisim b'tzon shemokim, you're called bonim. B'zman she'ein atam oisim b'tzon shemokim, you're called avodah. But on the other hand, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest praise of Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Avdi Meis. And Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Eved. So the Teretz is that there are two types of Avdis. That's exactly what we're learning. Eved can mean something which is not particularly positive. It could mean the most unbelievable holy thing in the world. There's that Eved who's the Tachlis of creation. The Eved who's the Tachlis of creation is the Eved who understands that my purpose in life is becoming an Eved. And being an Eved means not how am I doing, but it means to be Mamlech Hashem. It means Malchus Hashem. It means how is the King of the universe doing in this world that he created. Not how am I doing. The second Madrega, the higher Madrega of an Eved, is that I'm here to serve the King. Period. That's all. It's a different tachlis in the life of each of these individuals of what Rosh Hashanah means. Okay, well, I have to stop here. Ben kach or ben kach, atam kriyim banim. We're always Hashem's best children. And we have to be, and we should try to be better children, more obedient children. But at the same time, we have to remember who's our father. And what does it mean to be the son of Melech, Kel Melech Chai V'Kayim? We should be zeich to scream at all the tefillos at the top of our lungs, but never ever for a second to forget who we're davening to and why we're davening.